No one expects the clean-up after a major bushfire to happen quickly, but 3 months on from the major Wirraloo bushfires north of Perth, most residents are still waiting for the rubble of their destroyed homes to be cleared. Adding to the stress, existing building delays in Western Australia threaten to worsen as the state wrestles with significant labour and supply shortages. Evelyn Manfield reports.
As she sifts through the wreckage of her home, Jessica Blackwell's still processing the loss.
The burnt aluminium and like this sort of stuff. Some like really big bits. Probably a microwave or a bit of fridge. It feels, yeah, a little bit like how could it have been 3 months already, and then in another sense it feels like it's been a year.
Her home in Gidgeganup, northeast of Perth, was destroyed when a fierce bushfire tore through the region in February. She plans to rebuild, but before she can, she needs the pile of tin and brick, what was her former home, to be cleared.
We're a bit in limbo until it happens.
The race is on to get the block cleared because she's got a builder available mid-year. If there are further delays, she'll have to pay for the rubble to be taken away. Otherwise, there's no telling when she might be able to rebuild.
It's just so devastating. The timing is horrible.
Jay Walters runs a Perth-based building company. He says existing delays in the construction industry caused by labour and supply shortages have been exacerbated by the surge in demand in the wake of the Wirraloo bushfires and last month's cyclone Seroja in the state's Midwest. He says the rebuild could take 2 years.
As long as that sounds, it's realistic in that by the time you go through all the processes for approvals, you get trades, you can get building, it will take a while.
Only 6 of the 143 properties damaged in the blaze, or less than 5%, have so far been cleared. State Recovery Controller for the Wirraloo Fire, Dr. Ron Edwards, says the houses with asbestos are the priority. He says the process is slow, but more will be done to communicate with residents in future.
If you've lost your house, nothing is ever quick enough, and we understand that fully.
As she waits for the clearing and the rebuild, Jessica Blackwell is living in her converted shed with her 7-year-old son, thankful that at least they have each other and a comfy bed.
Because when everything else is, you know, hard, at least if you can get a nice night's sleep, then that was handy, and it's a bit more stability for my son as well.
Gidgeganup resident Jessica Blackwell ending Evelyn Manfield's report.